This is Living the RV Dream, episode 190 for Friday, May 7th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads! And happy travelers around the world! Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors! Hello, everybody! Coming to you today from Pelicamp! And first of all, I want to apologize because I did not do a podcast last Friday. And it's what happens, you know, it's been a busy couple of weeks here at Pelicamp. But it's been eventful, and at some point, when we still have a couple of details to do, so I'm not going to release that video relating the whole story about Pelicamp and how it got developed, but that's going to be one long, maybe not so long video, showing you the progress, and it's been a learning experience for me as well. Even though a lot of the things that we did, some stuff we did ourselves with the invaluable help of Rob and Trish Hicks, their YouTube channel, the Average Campers, if you want to check it out, and it was originally inspired by them that we decided to get this property here in this very remote area of Florida. But let me tell you, in the end, it didn't come out exactly as I wanted, but it's very nice to have my own little piece of land here that I can do pretty much whatever I want in it. You know, there's very few regulations in this area of Florida. This is Taylor County, and they specifically allow you to have an RV in your property and nothing else if you don't want to. You know, a lot of people build houses, but a lot of people just set up an RV pad and they live in their RV, and that's very nice. That's very very nice perk to have. By the way, if you hear some white noise in the background, that's the computer fan, because as I usually do, I'm processing a video, exporting a video, and this is what happened. I made a mistake. I made a couple of mistakes in this Sunday's video. You know, I've been editing out here sometimes with limited internet, and I made a couple of mistakes, but I corrected them. I'm gonna re-upload overnight. Yeah, overnight. That's one of the things that it's a negative about living remote like this. At least until Starlink becomes a reality. It's the internet is slow. It's not just slow. It's like old technology. This is more or less the same setup I had in 1999. I remember the first time. Actually, it was slower even back then. But I remember the first time I got ADSL service, and ADSL. You know, I think it maxed out at 1.5 megabits per second. Here I have a little more. I have 25 down. And 1.5 up, which, I mean, and it is pretty consistent, but 1.5, I mean, in 1999, that was a T1 line that cost a lot of money to have back then. But nowadays, 1.5 is like barely enough to maintain a video feed. And yesterday we tried it, and on Wednesday we tried it, and I did an impromptu live stream from here. And at the beginning, it was a little sketchy, but eventually it stabilized and it looked okay, you know. That's the one negative about that. And sometimes, you know, at night it feels remote. It's very dark outside. And that's one of the main reasons why I decided to buy a security camera. And everything has positive and negatives, right? The camera is, I was tempted to pronounce it YZ, but I guess it's Wyze is the name, the Wyze version 3. And it's very inexpensive. It's like 30-something odd dollars, less than 40. And the image quality is surprising, especially at night. At night, it has this night vision, and I'm looking at it right now. You can see a lot of bugs out there. But and it was an impulse buy too. I went to Home Depot in Tallahassee. It's a little over an hour away, which it's a little far. But I went mainly to get one of those tool sheds, you know, like to put like the lawnmower that Mr. CLT gave me and some other tools that I have acquired since I'm here. And then I saw the camera and I bought it, and then I saw something else. You're not gonna believe this. As I'm coming back from Tallahassee, I had seen this store, you know, it's like a quirky antique shop on the side of the road, and they had a bunch of concrete sculptures. And I'm like, And then on the way back, I almost passed it. I actually made a U-turn right on US 98 there. Is it US 98 or 19? US 19 there. And I go to the guy, you know, hey, do you have any pelicans? And lo and behold, he says, yes, I have like 5 pelicans here. And, you know, some of them were kind of damaged. You know, they're used, right? It's an antique store. But yeah, I found one that was in decent shape, and I bought it. So we have a pelican sculpture, and if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen it already. We have a pelican sculpture here in front of the property. Now let me give you a quick update of what we've done, because everything happened. You know, it was a waiting game for a long time, and then all of a sudden, you know, I got finally approved. By the county, you know, they came to inspect the electrical, and everything worked perfectly. So what I did, I called the power company, and a couple of days later, boom, we have power. And at the same time that was happening, I finally got in touch with the gentleman that makes the wells. By the way, Herbie is his name, and when I made the video, I'm gonna make sure to put links to his phone number and all that, because everybody has done an excellent job, really, with everything. You know, everybody's. I mean, they take forever. Everything runs in peri time. Eventually, but eventually, when they show up and they do the job, they do a very good job. So the well, you know, usually he does 30, 35 feet. He couldn't find good water until we hit with some really good water at 91 feet deep. That's pretty deep. Luckily. He charged me a flat rate, so and he says, you know, some wells are easy, some are difficult. Yours was a difficult one, but we're getting good volume and good quality water, so that's what's important. And the other thing that we got done actually this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we got the septic done. This gentleman, Melvin, and by the way, Herbie and his most of these businesses around here. This is like old school. These are family businesses. Herbie, you know, it's his two sons are the ones that work with him and for him, and his son Daniel. You know, very articulate young man, and he was able to he knows his craft. He knows how to do it well. Same with Melvin. Who did my septic, you know, his son Jonathan. By the way, his son is he's a viewer of the channel. He watches my videos, and his the other gentleman that works for him, Danny, super cool guy. We chatted a lot, we spoke a lot, and he also watches me on YouTube. So that was really cool. So they knew who I was, and they did a great job. I mean, for the most part, it was a great job. Very, very accommodating to what I wanted. And through this gentleman Melvin, I also got some because, you know, most people do the driveway out of like road base, and it's dusty basically. But I decided to do, and it looks very nice. I got some asphalt millings, and this is like, I think what when they tear down a road, you know, they pulverize that stuff, you know, make it into very, very tiny little rocks. And then when they lay it out, and they did a great job laying that stuff out on the driveway. It almost looks like blacktop, like a road, you know. In fact, I'm looking at it here on my security camera right now, and it looks great. And if you follow the Instagram feed, you've probably seen hints of it. But yesterday, and what I'm gonna do. in the back of the property is going to be like a large roundabout. And I think I'm just going to get two more loads of that stuff and pave the whole thing, you know, like where the cars or the RVs are going to be driving on, the area where I'm going to be driving on, that stuff is going to get paved. It's so much better, so smooth. And then the only negative with all this is the leach field for the septic tank and all that. It was larger than I was expecting. So, we had to cut too many trees there in the middle of the property, which right now what I'm calling El Batey, which is the Taino word for like that large gathering square. It looks a little bare. I'm thinking of transplanting a tree or maybe planting some trees eventually there in the middle. And we'll figure it out, you know. We'll put a tiki bar and over the leach field. You're not supposed to put anything too heavy, but maybe like tiki bar, picnic table. I don't know. Lightweight pavilion. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but at least the main part of the property is done. The only thing that is holding us back is I'm looking for a specific type of RV pedestal or RV panel at this point, but I kind of like the GE brand for that. Besides, I already have one, and I would like for all of them to match. So I'm gonna get two more, but there are none. I guess the boat hasn't arrived from China because nobody has them. Nobody has them. Amazon has them refurbished, but it's like $100 more. So I'm just gonna wait. If in 1 or 2 weeks I haven't been able to get that RV panel, you know, the one that has 50, 30, and 20 amp with individual breakers. I could get the cheap one. Here at the local store, they have the $50, the 50 amp one, but it doesn't have a breaker or anything. And I kind of like to, you know, have the breaker off, connect the RV, and then turn on the breaker. And there's a very nice one that is a direct burial and even has a light on it. So, but at this point, any of the 3 GE models that have the 3 receptacles, I'll buy any of the 3. So that's the update on Pelicamp. I mean, I could talk about it forever, but we did the fence too, and Rob from the Average Campers, he helped me out, and Seth and Audrey are a young couple. And they're also buying some properties around here. And they, in between Seth and Rob, you know, we had all the tools to build the fence. And we built a fence. And it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful now. I mean, the only side, I only have 2 sides of the property fenced off. Eventually, we're gonna do the whole thing. But all in due time. You know, sometimes there's not enough time. You know, I'm anxious to get back to Miami, be in Miami for a little bit, and then I'll either come back with Ely for a week, and then I'll come back with my mom, not necessarily in that order, but I want my mom to see the property, and I wish my dad was alive to be able to see this. My dad, the architect, I think he would have liked, and he would have liked to participate in the design of everything. So, but it is what it is. Now, let me read some of your mail here. And I have some mail and I have some voicemail too. The first email, and this one just arrived too, but from Christopher. Hello, Robert. I started watching your videos a few years ago. Now, around the time I first started getting interested in getting an RV. It took a while because we had to do some financial maneuvering and pay off some stuff to make it happen. I won't bore you with the details. Anyways, your videos are always very inspiring and informative towards making my decision, and also great source of general enjoyment, especially during 2020 when I travel vicariously through watching your segments. Long story short, we have recently purchased our own bunkhouse, a travel trailer for myself, wife, 2 girls, 11 and 10, and we finally free in our RV. We did our first shakedown trip with just the wife and myself at a local campground. We live in Massachusetts and plan on returning there next weekend with the full crew, kids and dog. So I just wanted to say thanks, and maybe we'll see you someday on the road, Chris. And thank you, Christopher. And that's so inspiring that that you know you, that you, that you all get inspired and decide to embrace this lifestyle and this you know at some point in the past probably considered a peculiar way to travel, but yeah, this is good. This is good, and here we have. Let me see if I have another one from Dave. Thank you, Robert. Enjoyed each and every one of your Sundays together, and more so, enjoyed seeing what we saw too on our trip through your video. We will be off for Asheville, Colonia, Williamsburg, Yorktown, Norfolk, Chesapeake Bay Bridge. A visit with my boyhood best friend, whose name is on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Then on to the Skyline Drive, Blue Ridge Parkway, and through the Great Smoky Mountains for around two plus weeks of fun on the road. That seems like a very ambitious plan for 2 weeks, but enjoy that trip. And Colonial Williamsburg is definitely on my list for the East Coast. And Norfolk and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, of course. Been to Asheville already, but yeah, they definitely enjoy that trip. Oh, I have an email. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. Patreon Steve Loy stopped by. He lives in Savannah, and he came by this area. And very, very nice gentleman. And we actually we shared Cinco de Mayo last night at our friends Apple and Rob, which they own, and you know they're like a week ahead of me or 2 weeks ahead of me in the development of the property, and they're calling theirs the Captain's Hideaway, and it's gonna be like a commercial RV park, not like mine that is just basically my second home, my homestead here, and eventually, and this is gonna be phase two. It's getting too hot in the summer. I'm not gonna do any more development here for now, but in phase two I'm gonna have one guest site eventually, for friends, family, and I still don't know. I'm not sure if I want to open it up for anybody just to come and spend time, but we're definitely gonna do a Pelicamp Fest at some point, that's gonna be super cool. Okay, one more, and then we're gonna do the voicemail. This one is from Laura Miseres from Missouri. Hello, Robert. I am sure you get lots of messages every day, but I wanted to let you know my dad has recently started watching your videos, and has so much fun going along your adventures. He's this is a sad one. He has stage 4 lung cancer, and recently was put on hospice. And watching your videos has given our family many happy moments over the past few weeks. He absolutely loved visiting the national parks, so enjoys those the best. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing, because it's being a huge light in a dark time for us. Take care and safe travels, Lara Miseres, and thank you so much for that message. And sometimes I don't realize, you know, how many of you are actually watching, those messages when you say things like that, you know, it's in many ways what, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'm like everybody else. Sometimes I'm like, should I continue doing this? Is this worth it? And not only am I, you know, I'm lucky to make a living doing what I love. But if I'm able to touch some of you or give you a little bit of joy, a little bit of entertainment, that's really all I aspire to. So, and thank you. Yeah. So let's go to the voicemail now.
Hi, Robert. Greetings from Bill and Sharon Simpson from Jeffersonville, Indiana. We really enjoy watching your videos.
Hi, Bill and Sharon. Thank you for that message. And Jeffersonville, Indiana, I've been there. That's where I witnessed thunder over Louisville a couple years ago. And that's right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky. That's Jeffersonville, Indiana. And I was hoping to go back this year, but this year they didn't do thunder because of COVID. So hopefully next year I'll go back and experience Thunder Over Louisville one more time.
Hello, Robert. I thought I was recording to you a few minutes ago, but anyway, we enjoy your program. I live in Laramie, Wyoming, and I like your music. I was going to order your CD, and I couldn't find just the one single for $10. It just showed that you had two of them for $20. But anyway, where can I buy? I'd just like to order up the one CD, and you could just let me know how to get that. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Well, yes, that's a very good point. Maybe I should make like a single CD, you know, with like the greatest hits, just for you know, someone who only wants one CD. The thing is, all my music, it doesn't fit in one CD anymore. I have so many songs that what I'm selling right now is that double CD that has everything, pretty much everything that I've ever composed. I might do like a survey and see which of my songs are the most popular, the ones that you guys like the most. And maybe I should just do a single CD with just those songs. I'm sure it's going to be Riding in My RV, Desert Rain. There's a couple of favorites there. But yeah, thank you for that suggestion. And I'll let you guys know if I decide to do just the one CD at some point.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Toronto area in Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, for the Medicating Island, are you planning to have the Medicating Island on May 13th or May 8th? And if you are doing a Medicating Island, my song request will be Driving to the West and Riding in My RV. Yes. And my second question is, have you ever been to Gulfport, Mississippi? You have to go back to Gulfport with a little more time. Alright, today is Monday, May 3rd, 2021, and by the time you're hearing this, it will be Friday, May 7th, 2021. So, well, thanks so well, and my last question is, if you ever go to the Northeast, are you planning to revisit Athenia National Park in Maine? All right. I think that's all, and I'm going to be watching Lucky Dog Production on my rear stream, and see you at the live stream on Friday. And the Minikini Lounge on Saturday. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Dylan. Yes, by the way, thank you for reminding me to tell you guys that if all goes well, this Saturday, May the 8th. I'm going to do Minitini Lounge. For those of you who are new to the podcast, new to my show, the Minitini Lounge are these concerts that I do online on my other channel. So just search for Robert Morales or Robert Morales Music on YouTube. And there's a channel there with a bunch of videos of me singing. And it goes back. That's actually the oldest channel that I have. I started that channel, I believe, in 2007 or something like that. Amazing how time flies. But yeah, this has been that week that we have May the 4th be with you. And then we had Cinco de Mayo, and Cinco de Mayo was fun. And today I'm recording this on the 6th, of course, the 7th in the morning. In the morning, you're going to listen to this. And then on Saturday, tomorrow, by the way, today for you guys on the 7th, 6 p.m. Eastern, if all goes well, I'm going to do my regular live stream from Naples, Florida. And then Saturday from Miami, I'll do the Minitini Lounge. And then Sunday, we have a very exciting video. Sunday is the season premiere of the West 2021 road trip. I'm starting to catch up. Eventually, the goal is to be 1 or 2 weeks behind on the videos, maybe a month at the most. So you know, it's kind of current. You know, we are 7 months behind right now, and on the last video, now with this one, we're gonna be 5 months behind. So we'll see. And that's all I have for you today. I'm a little tired here in coming to you live, not live, but live on tape from Pelicamp in Perry, Florida. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road. Because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.